Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. Kim on a whim. Not Kim on a whim, but Scott on the spot.
It is Kentucky Derby week. It is one of my favorite weeks of the year. I love the Kentucky Derby. I want to talk about something positive and fun, and that is going to be my spot today to talk about the Derby. So I'll take questions, and I will tell you about the field a little bit.
Who should we vote, or who should we bet on?
Well, I'll get to that in a second.
That's all people want to know.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you who's in the field this year, and then, you know, you can tell me if you like any of their names.
That's what I go off of.
That's how
cute. Yeah, it doesn't have a cute name.
Okay, so I'm going to go through the field quickly here. We start with Dornock. It's spelled D-O-R-N-O-C-H, not door knock.
I like that.
Sierra Leone, Mystic Dan, Catching Freedom, Catalytic, Just Steel, Honor Marie, Just a Touch, Encino, T-O Password, Forever Young, Track Phantom, West Saratoga, Endlessly, Domestic Product, Grand Mo the First, Fierceness, Stronghold, Resilience, and Society Man.
How did they come up with these names?
Well, sometimes it's the sire and the dam. They kind of find a common ground between the names of the sire and the dam. Other owners use things like Domestic Product. The guy works on Wall Street. And he loves to name his horses after things about Wall Street or about
horses.
The economy. Yeah, they're just terrible names. And, you know, it's a decent horse, but I can't stand the names that he comes up with.
I'm not betting on that one just because I don't like the name.
The only one I've heard of is Fierceness.
Fierceness is the favorite,
yes.
Actually. And then the other favorite is Sierra Leone, who I think is the most likely winner of the Kentucky Derby, but not necessarily the horse that I would bet on. I will have him on my trifecta for sure, but I'm not necessarily going to put him on top because he's, you know, he's going to be 3-1 or 5-2, and the horse that I really like is going to be like 10-1.
How much do you win if you win the Kentucky Derby?
If you win, the purse is $2 million, and that I think it's something like $1.2 million for the winner. Somewhere in that area.
So the owner would get, I assume, the majority of that, but does that include how much the jockey would take home?
The jockey gets 10%, the trainer gets 10%, and then, of course, the owner has to pay the bills to take care of the horse, which is considerable.
Oh, I imagine.
You know, feeding them, any health issues, things like that. It's expensive to own a horse. The saying goes, if you want to make a big fortune or a small fortune in horse racing, start with a big one. And then that's just how it is.
Yeah.
It's not a winning proposition generally as an owner of a horse. But, you know, you win a big race like the Kentucky Derby, A, you probably have enough money, so who cares? And B, it's it is still millions of dollars to win a race like that.
Who's the white-haired guy who has won a million times?
That's
I have a reason for saying that. What's his name?
Bob Baffert.
That. Thank you. Okay.
Scott does not care for Bob.
No, I have a great disdain for him, and I have all my career in racing, and thankfully, he has no horses in the Derby because he's suspended for another year.
Why?
Yeah, he's been banned.
I didn't know that.
Yes, because his horse tested positive for a medication that's not allowed, and so since then, I think
almost like equivalent to a steroid, where it like increases the horse's stamina?
Yes. And so he's been banned for 3 years.
I did not know that. So was his win, didn't he just win a year or two ago?
No, 3 years ago, and it was disqualified.
Yeah.
Because of the drug overdose.
Have I been living under a rock?
Apparently.
Or you don't care about horse
or
racing.
Or I don't care about horse
except
racing.
Except around the first weekend in May.
Those can be fun, although it is kind of funny when you think about how long the Kentucky Derby is, which is what, like 30 seconds?
2 minutes.
2 minutes, close. I was right there. And I think about, you know, it's this huge event that brings in millions and millions of dollars, and people travel from, I'd say, all over the country, but possibly the world, just to see a two-minute race. But the reason I brought up that guy is because people will come up to my dad and ask if he's that guy.
Oh,
he
really?
He looks like him.
Okay.
He totally does.
That's funny.
I'll have to show you a picture of him.
You cost me money.
Yeah, well, now knowing what I know about him, maybe my dad should watch out, because it sounds like people...
So what happened that
year? You should not
year?
Meet him, then.
Did people get their money back, or do they have to...
No, and it has nothing to do with the bettors. Once the race is over and called official, the bettors get their money, and that's it. No one's going after your money.
But if it's disqualified.
But the owner has to give back the purse. So the purse is redistributed to the second place, third place, fourth place horse, because they all move up a spot.
But that doesn't change. You can't go back the next day and say, hey, this was my trifecta. I had 2, 3, 4, and it's really 1, 2, 3.
Nope.
Is trifecta the top three?
Top three.
Win, place, and show.
Win, place, and show.
I should know that. I used to horse bet when I lived in Des Moines, Iowa, and actually that was fun.
It is fun.
I felt like I won. But again, my reasoning is not great. Like, I know you can look at different factors, their odds, yada, 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 but I tend to go with the horse names I like.
Did you like any of the names in there?
Yeah, but I'm trying to remember
freedom.
All of them because they're so
Catching
random.
Catching Freedom. Yeah, I mean, they are kind of random. This is the 150th edition of the Kentucky Derby. It's the longest running, continuously running sporting event in America. They have never not run the Kentucky Derby, not 1 year. Not even during World War II, not even during the pandemic. During World War II, they ran it not on the first Saturday in May, and also in the pandemic 2020, it ran in November instead of May.
Still did it, though.
September, I think, actually. But they still ran it.
With no crowd.
Yeah, with no crowd at that point. But the crowd is an amazing part of the event. 160,000 people. I've walked from the backstretch to the paddock before the race. That's when you see the horses walking with all their people. I did that
That's
in
cool.
2014, and it is incredible, the energy from the crowd.
I bet.
And the horse that I walked with, because I was doing a story, he won the Kentucky Derby an hour later.
Nice.
Wow.
That was fun.
That is cool.
I had friends that used to go every year, but that's when the Blues were good, so I could never go because I always had a hockey game. And
I
now,
like
of course,
the dress.
They don't go, and the Blues aren't in the playoffs.
Yeah.
How it works.
I'm going to go with Sierra Leone. I think that's a cute name.
Yeah, well, actually, I mean, again, I think he's probably the most likely winner.
In Africa.
But he has to come from
behind. Blood
diamonds. He has to come from behind, which is an issue in the Derby because there's 20 horses, and he'll be at the back of the pack. So he has to weave his way through the field to get to the front, and that is a tall task, which is why... He is one of my top two. The other one is my top choice is Just a Touch, who is number 8.
Write that down, everybody.
Just a Touch, number 8, could be 10-1.
Why
right
Just
now.
A Touch? I know we don't really know the reasoning behind these horses' names, but that's what I'm fixating on.
Okay, I can
because,
tell
again,
you.
Because, again, that's what matters to me.
You know this one.
I do.
Let's hear it.
The sire is Justify, and that's where the name comes from, taking a saying from the word justify, so it's Just a Touch. But I don't handicap based on the names. I handicap by watching the races over and over again that these horses have been in and studying the data. And last year, this is not lying, I hit the trifecta in the Derby and the Kentucky Oaks the day before, which I've never done both in the same year. But that was, both of them were worth thousands of dollars.
Congratulations.
Big
yeah,
payouts.
Yeah, that's big.
Because I picked the winner of the Derby at 15-1. His name was Mage. 15-1. And so that triggered a huge trifecta. And this year, I'm hoping I'm going to do the same thing. And Just a Touch and Sierra Leone will probably be my two keys.
Oh, you're going Sierra Leone too?
Yeah.
All
yeah.
right.
And as I said, he's going to come from behind.
Who's your show? Are you still debating on that?
I'm still debating, but I like a horse called Honor Marie as maybe the third horse.
Go Sierra Leone.
Honor Marie is going to be 25-1.
You're supposed to be here on Monday. If you're not, that means you won again.
Yeah, right.
Scott, you are showing up on Monday. Whether you win or not, you're showing
up.
He'll be here. We can talk about it on Monday. All right. Yeah, I don't know much about the Kentucky Derby. If I know you guys were all shocked considering my thoughts on that. I don't know much at all about horse racing, but I do think it's fun.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.